Details online at visitwamigo.com. This message brought to you in part by Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Now in studio, we have Riley County Seniors Center Communication Project Coordinator Deb Nuss. I'm Brady Bowman. Good morning, Deb. Welcome back. It's been so long.
It has been, Brady. Thanks for having me back again.
It's been 4 days. You're here Monday. Talk about Juneteenth.
Actually, this is one of those long, short weeks, I think. But right. Yeah, so I'm glad it's Friday.
You and me both. We're talking about the Riley County Seniors Center and always a lot of things going on there, a lot of different activities, and this month and really the summer, no different.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of respects, Manhattan slows down during the summer. People kind of kick back and take it a little bit leisurely. But at the Senior Center, we still kind of maintain that same level of programming that we do throughout the year. I did want to point out a few things that we have still coming up in June. Today, we're celebrating Father's Day. And so our lunch today is a what I would consider a classic Father's Day meal. Open-faced roast beef sandwich, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and pie is being provided. So we will be celebrating fathers today. Coming up on Tuesday, June 19th, our members are traveling to Alma, basically for an all-day tour of many of the sites in Alma. They're going to the Waubonsie County Historical Society and Museum in Alma. Then they're going to have lunch at the Alma Bakery and Sweet Shop. And then at the very end, they're going to stop at the Alma Creamery to sample some of the famous Alma cheese that gets made there.
So I got to check that out.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Oh, you didn't know that about Alma? Oh, well, you can go with us.
I love cheese.
You can go with us on June 19th if you can get away at 10 a.m. So,
ooh, yeah. That'll be a little tough.
Well, you should go sometime.
Definitely.
You should definitely go. Then on Wednesday, June 20th at 12:45, our members are going to take a tour of the apartment towers, which senior high-rise that's just east of the building. As you know, that facility has been closed for remodeling for quite a period of time. And they're anticipating opening up, I think, the 1st of August. So a lot of our members are curious to see about the renovation. And I imagine some of them are going to be interested in submitting applications to try and move into those newly remodeled apartments and the apartment towers. So that is on Tuesday, June 20th. And then on Tuesday, June 26th, we are bringing back our potluck. Every month for a while, we were having our members bring food to share. And we took a little bit of a break for a while, but they asked for it to come back. So on Tuesday, June 26th at 11:30, members are invited to bring something that they enjoy and share with others. If you're not a chef, if you don't like to cook, but still want to participate in the potluck, all you need to do is pay $5, and you can still take advantage of some of those home-cooked dishes that our members bring in. So it's a lot of good food. A lot of good food on those potluck days.
Oh, you cannot go wrong with the potluck.
Truly. And senior citizens really know how to cook. So, yeah. So, you know, it's a good day. I usually try and work on the day of the potluck just to make sure I get to take advantage of that. So, looking ahead to July, we are going to be celebrating National Ice Cream Month. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month. So we're going to take a visit to Call Hall's Dairy Bar on Wednesday, July 25th. And then throughout the rest of the month, we will just celebrate National Ice Cream Month on various days. So if you want to figure out when ice cream's going to be served, you just need to show up, because that might be the day that we do banana splits, or that might be the day that we do sundaes. So come to the center any time in July, and I bet there's going to be ice cream served at least once a week sometime in the month of July. I also want to comment just in that vein too. For mid-July, it's also been very, very hot in Manhattan. If you are someone who doesn't have air conditioning, come on down to the center and just sit inside the air-conditioned building. Come to our programs, sit and watch our television, join in on a card game. But don't suffer through the heat if you don't have to. Please come on down to the center. We have the air conditioning running, and we'd love to have you there. And we'd feel better knowing that you were out of the heat instead of suffering in your home.
And there's ice cream.
And there'll be ice cream in July. That's right.
One of my favorite President Reagan policies, no doubt.
Good. Yeah, no doubt. For us, too. We are in the process now of scheduling some presentations for the month of July. We are waiting on final confirmation for a presentation by Diane Eckhoff, who is a Kansas Humanities speaker. And the title of her presentation is Women Soldiers of the Civil War. So Diane is a historian and has been a writer and an editor of educational materials for children and young adults for many years. And this program that she presents is about two Kansas women, an unnamed woman from Elmore who fought in the Battle of Wilson's Creek, and then another woman by the name of Emma Edmonds. She was the best-known female soldier in the Civil War who settled in Fort Scott afterwards. And I think this will be a very interesting program. During the Civil War, hundreds of women cut their hair, bound their breasts, and donned men's clothing and reported to duty, which was very unusual in terms of women being involved as soldiers during that time. So they basically disguised themselves so that they were able to participate in the war. And so I think that this should be a very, very interesting program.
And when is that again? Because that sounds incredible.
Yeah, we don't have a date yet. So we're in the process of finalizing that date. But if you're interested, just go to our website, seniorsservicecenter.org. Our calendar and newsletter are always on the website. Or follow us on Facebook, Riley County Senior Service Center, or give us a call, and we will let you know when that program is going to be. But yeah, I think it should be a very, very interesting program.
Especially about a part of, there's no shortage of information about the Civil War, but that seems like a slice of the Civil War that really you don't hear a whole lot about. That sounds like an incredible program.
Well, and the other thing I think people need to keep in mind that in terms of Kansas history, women were very progressive in terms of, you know, the influence on politics in Kansas. And so this is just another indication of the influence that women had in terms of wanting to participate in politics and democracy at that time. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting. The other thing that we're in the process of identifying a date, and I know he's going to be here, I think, after I leave, is Brian McNulty, Operations Project Manager for the Army Corps of Engineers, is going to come and give us an update on the major stabilization projects going on at the dam at Tuttle Creek Lake. So we're looking forward to having Brian come. He always does a really good job, good presentation. And then Ann Smith from Adibus will be joining us. As you know, Adibus is getting ready to start running the new routes in early August. So we have invited her to come to talk with our members about the new routes, the bus fees, answer any general questions. And then concluding the presentation, the hope is that she'll actually bring a bus. A lot of our members have actually never even gotten on one of the buses. So if they could at least get on one of the buses and see what they're like, and maybe take a short ride, maybe they would get over their anxiety or skepticism about riding one of the buses. So that is a presentation coming up in July. There's another couple of things that I wanted to note. Starting Monday, June 18th, the Riley County Senior Center is going to be the site for the Monday night Common Table meal. For those in the community that don't know about Common Table, Common Table provides a free community meal every night of the week somewhere in our community. And up until this month, Monday night was the only night when there was not a meal available. So the Senior Center, in partnership with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is going to be the location for that Monday night meal. The meal is at 6 o'clock. It's free to anybody that wants to come. There's no income requirements or anything like that. And so starting with this Monday night, there is a free meal someplace in the community every night of the week. And numbers are increasing in terms of the number of people that are food insecure in our community. So I know the Farm and Food Council discussion that you had right before this, I mean, that's one of the things that I hope that Farm and Food Council addresses is food insecurity related to people in our community. So the center is very pleased to be able to provide the location for that Monday night meal. The other thing that I want to mention to the public is that if you are a senior, age 60 and older, and getting access to food is a problem for you, we are one of the sites for the commodity food supplemental program, which are short for senior food boxes. And on a monthly basis, a food box is provided to you that has dry goods like pasta, cereal, canned meat, canned vegetables, canned fruit, fruit juice, and then a 2-pound box of cheese. To be eligible to receive that box, you need to be age 60 and older, reside in Riley County, and your income needs to be 130% of the poverty level. So for a single person, your income needs to be less than about $1,300 a month in order to be eligible for that. Those boxes are delivered to us by harvesters on the third Monday of every month. If you're interested, call the center at 537-4040 and ask to talk to me, and I'll work with you to see if you're eligible. You have to provide some documentation in terms of proof of income, proof of residence, proof of age, and then we'll get you on that list so you can get that senior food box. And if you're somebody that's homebound, we'll also deliver that box to you on the third Monday of the month. We're a site that provides that, and also the Flotilla's Bread Basket is the other site that provides for that.
All right. Very good. A lot going on at the Senior Center.
It is. Did I run out of time?
Oh, you got one more thing you want to mention real quick?
Well, I do want to mention that this past month that we had two really wonderful programs, and I want to thank those speakers for coming. We had a representative from the Better Business Bureau come and talk about senior scams. People have probably noticed in the police reports lately that some people in our community had been scammed. And then we also had Dave Adams from Emergency Management Services come and talk to our members about the changes that have happened now that Emergency Management Services have now come under Riley County and are no longer being operated by the hospital. So those were both very informative and well-attended programs. And the other thing I want to remind the public is you don't have to be a member of the center to come to center programs. So if you go to our website and see something that you're interested in, go ahead and come. You know, we'd love to have anybody come to attend our programs.
Very good. A lot of great information. Thanks so much, Deb, for updating us on all that.
Thank you, Brady.
You have a good weekend, too. When we come back, we'll talk about Tunnel Creek State Park, a lot of construction there, and how that's going to affect Country Stampede. Coming up on the other side, News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by